Hey, little brother. I'm still in here. Just 10 more minutes, okay? Ugh, okay, fine. Fine, we can share. But I'm only doing this so you're not tardy again. You can use the sink, but I need to use the mirror to do my hair before I get dressed. Obviously, I can't show up to school in a pink towel. Hey, is something wrong? You're just staring at the ground. Are you okay? Okay, whatever then. You can have the sink. I'll stand behind you to do my hair in the mirror. Oh, it's kind of tight in here. When you lean over the sink, you're literally butting into me. Hey, that was a great pun. Don't frown at it. That's not why you're frowning? Then why? What's wrong? You got that same expression as before. Tell me. You're too embarrassed? I'm your big sister. You can tell me anything. And instead, you're just frowning at the ground. Obviously, something's hurting you. What do you have to be embarrassed about? You... Oh. I think I understand. Here. So, we can talk privately now. Do you have a stomach ache? Or kind of like a stomach ache, but a little lower? I mean, do they hurt? Yeah, okay. I thought so. I'm glad you told me. See, there's a lot you don't know about your body yet, little brother. Lucky for you, you have a big sister that knows all about these sorts of things. Don't worry, little brother. I know how to make you feel better. That painful feeling you have, all that is a little pressure. All you have to do is let out that pressure. Have you ever done that before? Let out that pressure? No, that's not what I mean. It's different than going to the bathroom. Really, it would be easiest to just show you. I know it won't take long. You're straining pretty hard against those pajama bottoms. So take them off. Don't be shy. Just take them off. No? Well, here. To make it fair, and because I know it will help, I will take off my towel and you take off your pants. Okay? There. Now we're both naked. See? I told you there's nothing to be embarrassed about. I love you, little brother. I would do anything for you, and I'm about to prove it. Oh, I can see you twitching. They must really be hurting, huh? Don't worry, you'll feel better soon. Now, give me a hug, little brother. And press your whole body against me. Press your face to my chest and rub against my leg. Yeah, like that. We'll do this for a bit while I pet your hair and scratch your back. Doesn't that feel nice? I like how that feels too. Now, I'm going to use my hand, little brother, and gently pull on you, like this. You're so hard. Don't worry, it's supposed to be like this. So warm, so hard in my hand. Kiss me. I'm surprised you've lasted this long. I'm sorry. I'm trying to make you feel better, but they must be hurting so much worse now. No, I can't stop. You'll hurt all day. Believe me. So no more teasing. Just stand right there, and I'll give you a very special kiss. Oh, don't jump back. I guess I should explain. That feeling you have, you need to come. And the best way I can make you come is by taking you in my mouth and gently sucking the cum out of you. I know it sounds strange, but you'll feel it build up inside you. And when it happens, all you have to do is let it out. I'll do the rest, okay? Okay. Oh, you taste good, little brother. Come in my mouth, little brother. I want you to feel good. Your body knows what to do. Don't fight it. Look in my eyes, little brother. I'm wet, on my knees, begging you to come in my mouth. I want it. I love it. I love you. You're so tense. You're so close. Oh, I love you. Oh. That was delicious. Yeah, I swallowed it. You were just too yummy. But don't you feel better? I thought so. Now, pull up your pants and get ready for school. And the next time you're hurting like that, let me know, and I will do this for you again.